Welcome back to Texans Huddle, back here in Houston at NRG Stadium. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, our Houston Texans are sitting happy at 2-0, though they've been that way for the past 5 years in a row. Maybe a little bit different this year, hopefully.
You know, a lot of people make a big deal out of that, Patty. And I think, yeah, 2-0 is great. It was great last year at the time, but we all remember what happened. I think this is a different 2-0. These are two multi-score wins over opponents to begin the season. Look, last year you had squeakers against the San Diego Chargers in the opener and in overtime against the Tennessee Titans in week two. And I don't want to talk about the rest of the past. Look, it's a week-to-week thing. Let's see what they do against the New York Giants.
Well, we will talk about the Giants a little bit later on in the show, but let's put this game against the Raiders behind us. And it wasn't just a squeaker by any stretch of the imagination. They dominated them in all facets of the game, and specifically, you really had to be happy with that run game.
Oh, the running game was fantastic, Patty. 28 carries for Arian Foster. Now, he has 55 through two games. Is that too many? Well, time will tell, but if the running game is clicking like that, you're dominating in time of possession. They had the ball for over 38 minutes. Why do anything else? Ryan Fitzpatrick only had to throw it 19 times. Has not had to throw that much so far, and that's a really good thing.
Well, and head coach Bill O'Brien talked about Arian's 55 carries, says he's resting a little bit throughout the week, but he also attributes much of Arian's success to the offensive line, and he talked about why.
I like this offensive line. I think that they play well together. They're really good teammates. None of them are selfish. They're all very good communicators. I've always had one of the things that I really enjoy about offensive football is the offensive line. And you're right, I've been around some really good offensive lines at this level. And this is one that just the jump they made from game one to game two was really good to see. You know, we challenged them last week and they came out and played well. And they're going to have to do it again this week. There's another challenge in front of them this week. But I really enjoy watching these guys work together.
And while we're staying on the offensive side of the ball, and it's hard to mention this guy, J.J. Watt, when you're talking offense. Of course, usually dominating on defense, but we saw a little bit different look this week, didn't we?
And the guys thought it was really weird to have him in the huddle. You know, J.J. Watt in the huddle. Hey, guys, here I am. And he caught the pass that would become our HCC play of the game. HCC, start here, go anywhere. And when you start a game with J.J. Watt catching a touchdown pass, you can go pretty much anywhere you want in that game, I guess.
Yeah, and J.J. actually still, a few days later, after the game, still having some fun with it.
You know, there's plenty of people you need to thank. The offense for getting the ball down there, the running backs for making it happen, you know. Fitz for the throw. Somebody for me not dropping the thing. But yeah, I mean, that's, I was like, you know, I come in after a long drive and I get the touchdown, you know, and I get the highlight, but it was all those guys getting the ball down there and it was all those guys putting us in that situation. So I just got the cool part of it.
Everybody's had an opinion on how I should celebrate, how do you spike the ball properly, how, dunk it over the goalpost, all these things. So, but yeah, everybody kind of had an opinion, and John Perry, obviously, has helped me a lot, Godsey, so I appreciate that. Vrabel's also worked with me a bit. He a couple things for me. He was a little upset I didn't spike the ball because I guess that was one of his things back in the day. But no, he helped me a little bit about the route, a little bit about just how to do things. And obviously, I'm sure it didn't hurt in the discussions upstairs to get me into that package that he's 10 for 10 in his career. So I'm also very well aware of that record.
And you know, Mark, it's interesting because I had a chance to talk to Brian Cushing, and he's a guy who back in high school also played tight end, played a little running back, and I think he's a little bit jealous that J.J. got the opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to get the opportunity anytime soon to contribute on offense, Patty, but Brian Cushing is going back home. He played his high school ball at Bergen Catholic, which is a stone's throw from the Meadowlands. And remember, 2 years ago against the Jets in Week 5, that's when he ripped up his knee in 2012. So this is important to him, and I know you had a chance to catch up with him about it.
Just give me all you got. And if you get tired, look at me, because I won't get.
Who gets the snap? Quick throw and picked off, Brian Cushing. He's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Welcome back, Brian.
Team starting out 2-0, but it's been 2-0 for the past 5 years. Yeah. Just sort of your thoughts on coming out here, you know, after going so long without a victory, being 2-0, albeit good, but probably a little cautious?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously the objective is to win every week, and I mean, anytime you're 2-0, it's a good start. But at the same time, we know the history, but you know, we can put that all behind us last year and just get a win this week, and that's what's important to us.
You've got yourself healthy now. You've got J.J. Watt back there, the addition of Clowney, what it seemed. Just really, Tabbed is probably one of, if not the most talented front seven in the NFL. How exciting is that to know that kind of talent is back there and be a part of that?
It's exciting, but it's something we know we need to prove. You know, I think Whitney's done a great job stepping in. Obviously, J.D. will come back and do a good job. But, you know, it's anytime you know, kind of get that recognition, it's something you have to prove every single week, you know, not only to everyone else but to yourselves as well. We feel we have a very talented front seven, a very talented defense, but you're only as good as your last game, and we know that, so we go out there and just try to execute.
How has the defense, from your standpoint as an individual and as a team, sort of changed with the changing of this coaching staff?
I think it was a fresh start more than anything. It was a fresh start, and not necessarily to say we had a bad defense, but we feel we can only be better. There's a lot of good guys on the defense, and we look forward to every game. It's really exciting with all the pieces that we have, and now under Romeo and, you know, myself being coached by Mike Vrabel, a guy that I looked up to playing football. It's really a special opportunity to go out there every week and kind of have this staff and these guys come together, and it's a lot of fun.
You talked about having to prove something as a team. What about you individually? Obviously, you've been hurt. We've been sitting here discussing our mutual knee injuries. You go out last year. You go out the year before. Tough to come back from a knee injury. You've done it twice.
Yeah.
Something to prove for yourself individually?
But, you know, I think I'd do that even if I wasn't hurt. I have a lot to prove every single game, every single practice that I partake in. It's just something in me that I always have felt, and I want to go out there and be the best me. You know, but it has been tough to come back from two knee injuries. But I feel like it's made me a stronger person, a stronger football player for it. And, you know, like I said, I'm back, and it's just exciting now.
Let's talk a little bit off the field. Obviously, life has changed for you a little bit over the last couple of years of being a dad. How has that changed, not only off the field, but bringing it to your game?
It's changed a lot off the field, and there's no question about that. I mean, it's all about them now, but it's awesome. You know, just to see my older son really grow into a little boy. And having my new son has been really special. As far as football-wise, I don't know. You know, I think the coolest part will be when they start coming to the game and really understanding the whole, you know, philosophy of football and what it's all about. You know, that'll be the most special part about it.
Heading to New York, to New Jersey, actually, where you're from, playing the Giants this week. Is there something special about going home?
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's always fun. I mean, it's a very special place to me. You know, always be home. Somewhere I played growing up. You know, I played my junior and senior state championships actually in that stadium. So there's a large part of me still there, and I always will be there. But you know, just the atmosphere and my family and my friends, everyone in that area. You know, 18 years of your life growing up there. You know, it's a very special place.
As you said, you played those state championships there. You played both ways. You played some running back. You played some tight end. You saw your teammate J.J. Watt go play a little tight end. Anything that might be maybe in the cards for you there?
I hope so, but you know, it's going to take some convincing. You know, I think the biggest part right now is just getting back on the field and playing fully again. You know, if anything, I'm just excited to be back out there. But at the same time, you know, I see him score a touchdown. A little bit of me, you know, want to score a touchdown too. So, and know I'm very capable of doing, you know, that role. But you know, it's awesome to see him out there doing that.
So as a defense, and you know, you look at this Giant offense, you look at Eli Manning, just what are the challenges really that you see they pose for you, and what's going to take for you guys to stop them?
You know, I think the biggest thing with playing Eli Manning is really how capable he is. They're 0-2. They haven't had the best start so far, but I think Eli's the kind of player that can kind of look like one player one game and completely turn it around the next, and you just hope it's not against you. So, you know, we're going to try to do as best we can just to really just limit that, slow him down as much as possible. And, you know, he's got a lot of weapons, a lot of different schemes that we haven't seen before. But for the most part, just try to, you know, contain him as best as we can.
Cushing is so important to this defense, Patty. They average about a touchdown less per game when he's in there since 2011 than when he's not. So you absolutely have to have him in there, even though it hasn't been a stat fest for him so far this season.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we should take another timeout. out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll do a little mailbag as well as talk Giants football. Stay with us.